Colin Dunlap now joins us on the Rivertown Hotline, apparently with perhaps a little bit of insight as to why Kutch isn't in the lineup. Any connection there?
Well, it was actually in the bottom of the eighth, but no, your point is taken. It was 2-0 at the time, and that's how the game finished. And, yeah, he's been benched for tonight by manager Clint Hurdle for not running out that ball. And this is the second such incident, not for Andrew McCutchen, but the second such incident that Clint Hurdle has facilitated. If you remember that dribbler that Ronnie Cedeno hit down the line a few weeks ago, and stood there and argued with the umpire, he was benched that next day. So that's what's going on.
So, Colin, did Hurdle address this, or did this happen after you guys talked to him?
No. I asked the first question in the gathering today if there was a correlation between Andrew McCutchen. The lineup was posted right before we went in there. There was never a lineup with Andrew McCutchen's name on it. There was Xavier Paul was the leadoff batter in the lineup. So we walked in there, and the first question I asked was, is there a correlation with Xavier Paul leading off and playing center field tonight? Is there a correlation between that and Andrew McCutchen not running that ball out last night? And Clint Hurdle was candid and open and honest and said, absolutely there is. There needs to be accountability, and, you know, went on to say why it happened, and there needs to be an understanding that people need to run balls out, and he had talked to McCutchen, and that's what's going on. So, yeah, it was after the lineup was posted. I don't know if anybody else did, I would hope, but I grew suspicious to see Xavier Paul as the leadoff batter and the center fielder, particularly after Hurdle had praised McCutchen yesterday in the media session about his swing, and his numbers have gotten so much better in the past few weeks.
Have you had a chance to talk with McCutchen about this? And if you haven't, Colin, how do you think he takes this? Because this is interesting. I mean, it's not every day that a manager benches. Can you call McCutchen a star? I guess on this team, he's certainly a blossoming star. It's not every day you see that.
I actually had just finished talking to Andrew McCutchen, and it was before the lineup was posted. So I'm going to go down there in about 5 minutes as I'm done with you guys and take another crack at him. We talked about going to Milwaukee in a couple days. So obviously he knew he wasn't in the lineup, and I just hadn't asked the question because the lineup hadn't been posted as of yet. But I will ask him here in a few minutes. Andrew McCutchen is a guy who's prideful, who's a good guy, who's a guy who generally, and this is why I think it's such an escape, because he's a guy who normally, if you watch Joe and you watch Johnny, when he grounds a ball even hard to the third baseman or hard back to the pitcher, he's normally the guy who legs it out all the time. So I assume when I go down there and talk to him in a couple minutes, he's just going to say, my bad, man. I should have ran it out. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to move on. If somebody asked me to empty my bank account on a bet on what Andrew McCutchen is going to say, that's probably what he's going to say. And even more so, that's what he's going to mean, because that's the kind of guy he is.
I'll tell you, something great came out of that loss yesterday. I mean, the Clint Hurdle, that move right there tells me, hey, listen, I got to send the message to the team. I'm going to use my superstar, and this is the standard for everybody, so no one be surprised if it happens to you. I do it to everybody. I think that's a great message. And then you add on top of that he didn't have a press conference about it. You happened to notice it and approached him about it, which means, hey, I still have his back, but I'm handling it the way I want. I love this guy so far.
Yeah, Josh, this ain't Ronnie Cedeno. You know what I mean? Like, to do it to the guy who's the top guy. And then the follow-up question after this is I asked him, I said, how important is it to have the control of the clubhouse? Do you have to, if it's the 25th guy or the first guy on your team, you have to treat them all the same? And Clint Hurdle went on to say that there has to be consistency. You have to, no matter who it is, you have to treat it the same. And I thought that answer and sort of that end of it was bigger than what he did to McCutchen.
Absolutely.
The way he handled that and just said it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're, when John Bowker was here, a guy like that, or whether you're the guy who could potentially be the all-star. I'm not saying that this wouldn't have happened in the past, but I think that with the definitive way that the man, that there's an understanding of who exactly is in charge, I would think that that's a sign of the organization at least trying to go in the right direction, and people knowing who's in charge of that clubhouse is probably a good thing for some athletes looking for direction.
PG Pirates beat writer Colin Dunlap with Seibel, Starkey, and Miller. Colin, I don't mean to make this a watershed moment like people are going to stamp May 12, 2011 as the date at which the Pirates' fortunes changed. But this isn't Ryan Domet. This isn't Lyle Overbay here. This is a guy who very well may be the face of this organization, not only in the present, but in the future as well. How important of a moment could this be for how Andrew McCutchen takes this particular discipline, and what message could be sent then to the rest of the clubhouse by how he handles it?
Oh, a pretty big one. And don't forget, too, that the contract stuff is out there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's another component to this, albeit a small one, because you don't ever think of that when you're up. You don't ever think of that when a ball squirts free from Rod Barajas, you know. But a message can be sent to everybody. And you know who I think the message can really be sent to is guys who are taking batting practice right now in Indianapolis, guys who are running right now in Bradenton, guys who are in Altoona, guys who are in West Virginia, those guys. Guys who are looking at themselves who just got a big payday maybe, or guys who are fifth or sixth rounders who are saying, you know, I'm going to get up there someday. All I've got to do is, you know, I'm going to make it up there. Well, they look at it now and say, you know what, when I get up there, I'm still going to have to work hard, because if they can do it, and I know this sounds like a little kid talking, if they can do it to Andrew McCutchen, they can do it to me. And I think it lights a fire under some of the prospects as much as it does under anybody in Pittsburgh's clubhouse right now.